is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Gaza's Interior Ministry says Israeli airstrikes have killed dozens of Palestinians in two towns in the southern part of the enclave. Details from the BBC's Emily Thomas.
Officials in Gaza say at least 49 people have been killed in overnight bombardments. 28 of the victims died in an airstrike on a house in the Rafah area near the crossing into Egypt.
Israel has been telling people to move south from northern Gaza, but yesterday said it had not agreed to a ceasefire in southern Gaza. President Biden will travel to Israel tomorrow.
It was the middle of the night in Tel Aviv when Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the president's visit.
The president will hear from Israel what it needs to defend its people, as we continue to work with Congress to meet those needs.
Mr. Biden will also meet with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, Egypt's president, and Jordan's king, who will host the meeting of those four leaders. Peter King, CBS News.
Israel is retaliating for the attack by Hamas while at the same time trying to rescue the many hostages the militants abducted when they invaded, says CBS's Holly Williams.
Israel's essentially trying to do two things at once, I suppose, in an ideal world from its perspective. On the one hand, it clearly wants to punish Hamas militarily, and it's already doing that. But on the other hand, it would like to bring those hostages home alive. And at this point, Israel says it's confirmed at least 199 hostages being held by Hamas.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is gaining some ground in his attempt to be elected Speaker of the House later today, says CBS's Skylar Henry.
Jordan did gain some momentum when the Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Congressman Mike Rogers, announced on Twitter he is going to vote for Jordan. But at least a dozen or so House GOP members still oppose him, leaving Jordan well short of the 217 votes needed to become Speaker.
A funeral yesterday in a heavily Palestinian Chicago suburb for a 6-year-old Muslim boy stabbed to death in an alleged hate crime. The boy's landlord has been charged with killing him Saturday and stabbing the boy's mother, who survived. The federal judge presiding in Donald Trump's criminal case, in which he's charged with efforts to illegally overturn his 2020 election loss, has issued a limited gag order on the former president. During a campaign event in Iowa yesterday, Trump said the order is an illegal attempt to censor him politically.
You believe this? I'm not allowed to criticize people. So we'll see. We'll appeal it and we'll see. But it's so unconstitutional.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy. It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A frost advisory continues until 7 a.m. this morning. High of 59 today under partly cloudy skies, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 43. Overcast skies again tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, high temperatures reach up to 59. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide with the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is Monday, October 16th, 2023. Welcome back to another work week and back to school. Good to have you along with us on a Monday. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you?
Doing pretty well. I had a relatively uneventful weekend, which is good.
Really? All right.
Went to Manitowoc to see some friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then Sunday, I came back early enough that I just got to relax. I haven't had weekend, like a day where I just stay at home in months.
Well, now you did. That's fantastic. You look a little tan, rested. Well, not tan, but you look a little rested, so that's good. Yeah, I had a good weekend as well. Went up to Richland Center in the old hometown yesterday. My sister and brother-in-law and family came down and then saw mom as well. Went to the Oakwood Fruit Farm. You've heard me talk about it before, but if you have not been there in southwest Wisconsin, dial it up. Oakwood Fruit Farm, I'll guarantee you, or as we say back home, guarantee, is the best caramel apple you're ever going to have.
That's right.
At Oakwood Fruit Farm. So
and for me, it may be the first caramel apple I ever have.
You've never had one before?
Yeah, I remember last time you brought this up, I mentioned that, and I said, yeah, when I was little, my mom didn't think that we needed to eat a whole caramel apple as a small child, which is fair.
Divided it up. Uh-huh.
And then I had braces.
Oh, that's
And then
right.
after that, I just didn't do it. I don't
know. Hard to do caramel apples and braces, that's for sure. But yeah, I had a great time. And also, speaking of my brother's, my sister and brother-in-law, happy anniversary, 24 years happily married up there in Eau Claire.
Happy anniversary.
WCFW, Chippewa Falls, the TAP up there in Eau Claire. They listen in. So happy anniversary to Heather and Mike Galloy today on their anniversary. Big show ahead. Coming up this hour, some breaking news for you on the Trump scene. The judge in that Washington, D.C. case has put a partial gag order on former President Trump. We will talk about that. Also going to talk about the speaker's race coming up this hour as well. What's happening, and we'll update you in terms of gymnasium, GYM, Jim Jordan, as our friend and colleague Matt Flynn likes to refer to him as. We'll tell you why we do that and the importance thereof, and who may become the next Speaker of the House. We'll run down that for you as well. But I want to start on this Monday, where we kind of left off last week, continues to be the biggest news story of the world right now, and that is what's happening with the war in Israel. I want to start off the show today, and I want to take the opening, the cold open from Saturday Night Live from this past weekend. Pete Davidson, former regular, came back to guest host. He's a comedian. He lost his father. His father was killed in the attacks on 9/11. His dad was a firefighter in New York City. And it's poignant. It's a minute 46. We're going to take the whole thing. I want to play for you the opening from Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson.
This week, we saw the horrible images and stories from Israel and Gaza. And I know what you're thinking. Who better to comment on it than Pete Davidson? Well, in a lot of ways, I am a good person to talk about it because when I was 7 years old, my dad was killed in a terrorist attack. So I know something about what that's like. I saw so many terrible pictures this week of children suffering, Israeli children and Palestinian children. And it took me back to a really horrible, horrible place. And, you know, no one in this world deserves to suffer like that, you know, especially not kids, you know. After my dad died, my mom tried pretty much everything she could do to cheer me up. I remember one day when I was 8, she got me what she thought was a Disney movie, but it was actually the Eddie Murphy stand-up special, Delirious. And we played it in the car on the way home, and when she heard the things Eddie Murphy was saying, she tried to take it away. But then she noticed something. For the first time in a long time, I was laughing again. I don't understand it. I really don't, and I never will. But sometimes comedy is really the only way forward through tragedy. You know, my heart is with everyone whose lives have been destroyed this week. But tonight, I'm going to do what I've always done in the face of tragedy, and that's try to be funny. Remember, I said try. And live from New York, it's Saturday night.
And that was Pete Davidson's cold open to Saturday Night Live this past weekend. I thought it was extraordinarily well done.
I have to agree. That was very poignant.
Yeah, absolutely. And Pete Davidson, not a guy that you hear a lot of serious stuff from, but as someone who lost his father on 9/11, he certainly has a relatability to people in Israel and those in Gaza who are losing people right now, loved ones. And I think he makes an important point that I can certainly remember in the days and weeks after 9/11, one of the first late night comedy shows to come back was David Letterman in New York. And it was extraordinary television. It was extraordinary broadcasting. They started with a cold open, just Dave at his desk, just basically being 100% honest and saying, I'm helpless. I don't know what's right. I don't know what to feel. But I know that we have to try to keep going. And so we're going to try to make people laugh and get your mind off of it. And sometimes that's the best way to move forward. I think that's an important place to start. We'll come back at how cuts from Joe Biden last night on 60 Minutes. Also, retired General Barry McCaffrey on how this war could possibly expand and the chances that will take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back after this, this is the Todd Elbow Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Place together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your
your Mad Radio forecast. A frost advisory continues until 7 a.m. this morning. Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 60. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 45. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 63. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 33 degrees.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on the time and temperature sign. It is Monday, October 16th, 2023. Mr. Zomer is on the board. Glad to have you along with us on the start of another work week and back to school on a Monday. Talking before the break, this great cold open by comedian actor Pete Davidson on Saturday Night Live. And I think it's just a great context to have this discussion on what's happening in the Middle East right now. That sometimes we don't always know all the answers. And I think it's important to remember from a humanitarian standpoint, however we're talking about things, that these are actual lives. And we all, well, those of us who are still alive, or those of us who were alive at the time, get it right yet, 9/11 was one of those things that you will never forget for the rest of your life if you were alive at the time. And those feelings. And remember what is happening in Israel, this attack by the recognized terrorist group Hamas was 7 times as terrible as 9/11 in terms of the percentage of people who were killed and injured. And then add on that the occupation and the kidnappings. So if you look at it through that lens, you begin to partially appreciate and understand perhaps what you feel like if you're an Israeli. And then you add on the years of being persecuted if you're a Jewish person. And the Holocaust, and realizing that what happened last week was the largest single-day killing of Jews since the Holocaust. And then you look what's happened since and what's happening in Gaza. Certainly there are innocent Palestinians who are being killed because Hamas uses them as human shields. And over the weekend, Israel turned back on their part of the war.